And now for our story. Yesterday, John Fowler decided to take matters into his own hands and fly by plane to Chicago to get the famous criminal lawyer Peter Clinton to fight Max Tilley's case. With the town of Sanders gone berserk over the fatal struggle between Max and Benjamin Carter, what is happening to Mary Southern? Our story opens today in Mary's sick room at home. Mary is speaking to Dr. Benson.
Oh, John, I'm so weak. I want to think about Max, but my mind wanders. Is there anything wrong with that?
No, Mary. You're just weak from excitement and strain. You should never have gone over to the jail yesterday. You're not nearly strong enough. You know, when a patient goes through the ordeal you did a few weeks ago from that poisoning, to the very door of death, in fact, he doesn't get up and rush away from his sick bed to take care of other matters. My dear, lovely patient, you must obey my orders if I can bring you back to health. Do you understand?
Yes, John. Oh, I know you're right. I should never have gone out yesterday, but relapse or no relapse, John, I had to come.
I know, Mary.
But he needs me now, John. And I can't help him.
Now, young lady. No more weeping. It only saps your strength and holds back your recovery. You want to help, Max. Then, Mary, keep your spirits up and save your strength so you can get well as quickly as possible. That's how you can help Max.
John, you think I'll be well by the time Max has to go to trial?
I hope so, Mary. In fact, I believe so. If you'll cooperate with me by obeying my orders. We can't help your condition if I'm trying to do one thing for you and you're trying to do another. And obedience is the very essence of improvement, in medical profession at least.
I'll be as obedient as a lamb, John. But I do want to get well as quickly as possible. Poor Max in that jail cell.
I know, Mary, but Max is no baby. We must remember that.
But he is helpless, John. Here he's locked up in there, and I don't know what's being done to get him out or to help him prepare his case.
Well, now, Mary, I think Daddy Stratford and John Fowler are taking care of that. You know they wouldn't let Max haul you down, Mary.
No, it's been such true and trusted friends.
No more of that. You promised me.
I'm sorry. Seem to be all weepy inside this morning, John.
That's all right. That's partly due to the nervousness brought on by the excitement of yesterday. And you just keep calm and it'll all pass away presto like nothing.
John, tell me honestly, just how serious is Max's case?
Well, that's the question.
Oh, John, don't pamper me. You'll only torment me and make me worse.
All right, then. Max is up against the hardest fight of his life. And, Mary, he'll never beat that murder charge in this town with a farmer jury if he hasn't a mighty good defense for killing Benjamin Carter.
Yes, I felt that, John. Do you think Max did it on purpose?
Mary, honestly, I don't know.
John, I'm convinced it was an accident. After I talked to Max in his cell last night.
Well, Mary, I see only one possible chance to save Max.
What is it?
Fight his case on an insanity plea.
Yes. Yes, Max must have been insane to go to Carter's place that night with a gun. He must have been out of his mind from way over me.
Mary, do you want me to see if an insanity case can be established for Max?
Yes, John. Would you do that?
I'll talk to him about it this very night.
I'll play that card. Won't say it. Boy, that was awful boner, Sheriff. Oh, you left the door wide open and the ace just flew out. Say, how'd you ever get to be deputy sheriff, Sheriff?
I'll shut up and play your next card.
I warn you, it ain't going to be a nice card.
There's Harry Kane, Max. If you had a good Chicago lawyer, he'd get charged dismiss in a minute.
Oh, listen, Daddy, you fill me full of ennui.
Oh, holy Moses, what's that?
Why, that's French, don't you know? It means you bore me. Boy, am I a...
Well, you shut up your puss and play that card.
All right, you asked for it. There.
Holy Moses, 100 aces.
Yes, they are.
Say, you hadn't ought to be in here. I ought to be here.
too smart, wise guy. I'm through.
Oh, Sheriff, listen, I'd like to play with you. Come on, now, come on. You know I don't get much company in this jail.
Oh, well, I guess I can play another game.
Yeah, sure.
Wait a minute. I better see if we got any more money left over.
Kind of cleaning you out, huh?
Well, you've been playing, you ain't it up. As I was saying, Max, you got to prove this shooting was accidental. You got to have a good lawyer.
Oh, listen, Pop, I don't need no lawyer. I'll try the case myself.
Oh, look here, Max. You want to give the judge trouble, too?
Oh, no, no. Say, listen, it'll be easy. You just watch.
Yeah, well,
there'll be nothing to it. Come on, now, let's play the game.
All right. Hey, Deputy. What? I'm seeing you here.
Hello, Doc.
Max, get on up and open the door for him.
Oh, sure, all right. Wait a minute.
Hey, good to see you. Come on in.
What'd
I
do, break up a game?
Oh, no. I tell you, won't play another game with you, Max Tilly. I'm through.
Well, okay, Sheriff, okay. Say, listen, you ain't so bad, but you get nervous, that's all. Well, how are you, Doc? Anyway,
well,
say, you know Deputy Anders, don't you?
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Okay, Doc, you see what you can do to get Max to get a good lawyer.
Hey, listen, Daddy, will you shut up? You're disturbing my equilibrium.
Well, Max, I see you're not pining away from Lowland,
No, heck no. Only the sheriff ain't such a good pinochle player, though, that's all.
Another word from you, Max Tilly, and I'll put you on a bread and water diet.
You get that?
Max, I came over to see if I could do something for you about your case.
Huh?
It's pretty ticklish to me.
You're telling me.
Have you thought of a plan of defense?
Huh?
Deputy, you shouldn't be in on this.
Oh, don't mind me. I won't listen to a thing.
No, I ain't got no plan of defense. Say, this ain't a battle. I just killed a man. That's all there is to it, Doc.
But Mary says you told her it was accidental, Max.
Well, it was accidental. But you think any jury would believe that? Even if I swore on a stack of Bibles.
No, I don't. But, Max, you must have been out of your head when you did it.
Huh?
You see, I know more about your condition than anybody else. And I think your only hope is a plea of temporary insanity. In fact, I come over here tonight to gather data and make a record for you to make such a plea.
You mean that I've got to get up on the stand and say that I was insane when I shot Carter?
Exactly. And I honestly believe that that's true.
Not by a long shot. Well, I never seen such a sane man. He won 42 cents off me tonight. Is that insanity?
Say, listen, that's nothing, Sheriff. Even nuts play a better pinochle game than you do, Sheriff.
I can't neither. If he gets up on the stand and says that he's insane, I'll get up and testify he's not.
Ah, oh, now listen, keep still, Sheriff, will you? This is my case. Doc, I don't want any insane plea.
Now, Max, don't be stubborn. After all, you have to think of Mary.
No, Doc. Now, it won't help Mary nor the twins if everybody thinks that their pop was loony. No, Doc, I tell you no. I got to fight this case in my own way. I got to figure it out. It ain't right to say that I was loony when I wasn't. No, Doc. I think maybe I got my own idea on this. And I don't want your Chicago lawyer either, Daddy. Now, you guys better go and let me get some sleep, will you? And come again, boys. The room number is cell 857, the county jail. I'll see you later.
All right, man.
Drop in any time.
Funny thing about this, Max Tilly. I've run across his record before.
I know, Peter, but many a man has been in trouble before, been misunderstood and reformed. Besides, Max didn't know any better. I tell you, Peter Clinton, he's been the salvation of the town of Sanders. If you don't help us now, I don't know what we'll do.
Strange man, this Tilly. He interests me. He's not the run-of-the-mill sort of reformed hoodlum, but a fellow who seems to fluctuate between good and evil. How do you explain that, John?
I don't know. In fact, I don't agree with you, Peter. Max doesn't fluctuate. He's always there, steady. In fact, he sizes up a situation the first time, and that's about how it turns out to be. Now, the first time he saw Benjamin Carter, he said, "There's a smooth crook if ever I saw one." And Carter certainly proved to be that.
Yes, I can see he's no fool. But that still doesn't prove he isn't a potential criminal.
Well, I don't know about such things. I do know, anyhow, he's changed a lot since he married Mary Southern. She's the one person who understands
it. This Mary Southern, she's not from the, well, she's not the gunmow type.
Oh, Mary? Why, she's as fine a girl as ever I knew.
She's in love with him?
Why, that isn't the half of it. I don't know what would happen to Mary and the twins if Max went to the chair, I tell you that.
Children, too, eh?
Yes, oh, it's a long story about her first husband and the twins. Oh, but I won't go into that now, Peter. But for the sake of our old friendship, for the sake of this man's life, for justice and happiness to Mary, won't you take this case?
Well, John, as I say, Tilly's past record is going to go hard with him. I've considered everything. From what you've said, from what I've read in the papers, and from what I know of the criminal law of your state. And honestly, John, Tilly hasn't a chance, as far as I can
see. That's why we want you. With the best criminal lawyer in the country, we will have a chance.
I'm afraid not, John. Of course, I appreciate the compliment, your faith in me, but, John, I never take a case unless I believe in a man. And I don't believe from the evidence I've seen so far that this man is innocent.
Oh, well, if that's the kind of a lawyer you are, I didn't know that. I thought you were interested in helping people in trouble. But if you take only cases you're sure to win, why, well, I guess I'm wasting my breath here.
Now, John, I want you to understand
me. I understand, Clinton, only too well, and I'm disappointed in you. Greatly disappointed. I thought you were a great lawyer, but you're only what they call an ambulance chaser, that's all.
Just a minute, John. Don't think I don't prize your high regard. I don't want you to leave with that impression of me. If this man had a ghost of a chance, John, I'd take this case for nothing if it were necessary to see that he got justice. Don't you understand?
Oh, well, that's different. Peter, I've got a plane waiting out at the airport. I want to take you back with me to St. Louis. I want you to come down and talk to Max Tilly. And I'll pay you for your time. Now, you don't have to take the case yet. Just say you'll come down and talk to him for 5 minutes.
Well, this is something else. Then you honestly feel, John, that this isn't a case of cold-blooded, premeditated murder?
Oh, of course I do. And what's more, Mary Southern feels it isn't, and that's good enough for me. Now, will you come?
Same old John, I see. All right. You feel that way about it, but I'm warning you. I'll have to prove to myself whether this man is innocent or guilty.
That means you'll come?
Lead me to the plane, John.
At least we have the great criminal lawyer Peter Clinton of Chicago willing to take a look at Max. Will he decide to take the case? Be sure to listen to tomorrow's episode in the life of Mary Southern, brought to you with the compliments of the makers of Heinz Honey and Almond Cream.